Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So the Center for Rural Policy and Development has been doing this research on the opioid crisis and how it relates to rural Minnesota. And to paraphrase last week's program, what you found was most of the problem exists in the Twin Cities as far as opioids, but still in greater Minnesota, it is the meth problem. And we all kind of remember how meth labs were such a big deal back a number of years ago, and those sort of disappeared. And the reason they disappeared is really, frankly, people can get meth very cheaply imported from places like Mexico.
Yeah, it's being mass-produced in these big drug labs and being smuggled into the country, and it's much cheaper and much purer than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And so it's buyer's market, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the disturbing thing that we've really found with all of this is that it's not an opioid problem. It's not a meth problem. It's an addiction problem. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is just a real swing up in drug addiction, just like we haven't seen in years.
Are there demographics on this? Is it mostly young people? Is it sort of all over the board? Are there demographics as part of this research at all? Or?
You know, I didn't look specifically into the demographics, but I talked to a lot of people, a lot of experts in writing this article. And the thing that I heard over and over again was that they're saying, we have basically raised a generation or two of people who don't know how to deal with adversity, and so they turn to drugs. And so, you know, it'll take all sorts of different efforts to figure out how to fix this, and it won't be a quick fix. But yeah, it's going to take a lot of people taking it upon themselves to make sure that kids, as they're growing up, know how to deal with what life throws at them so they don't feel like they're so overwhelmed and have to turn to drugs to escape.
I wonder if it's people have gone away from worshiping in churches and things like that. And I just wonder if, you know, that for some people that helps them deal that their relationship with whatever higher being, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, as a person of faith, I have to consider that as a very real possibility, because drug addiction is completely intertwined with mental health and mental health issues. Drug addiction is basically, and alcohol addiction, marijuana, shopping addiction, gambling addiction.
Sure.
It's all a form of self-medication when it comes to mental illness. And so whatever can be done, whatever that solution is to help people deal with life and not feel so overwhelmed.
Right.
You know, it's all part of that big puzzle that is the brain and the person as a whole.
Well, thanks, Marnie. And will we be seeing something online at ruralmn.org?
Yes, we are hopefully releasing the article early next week.
All right. So we'll watch for that. Thank you, Marnie, for filling us in.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.